T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bank Nation here on The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Wolchuk has your NFL news of the day. Right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. What was I going to say? Oh, really enjoyed doing the draft show with you this morning, Zachary.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Good job. We had Bobby, Zach, Aisha Morrison, Kyle Yeoman's on. Go back and give that thing a listen after you listen to our show today. If you're out there working out or something like that, hour long little podcast for you to kind of kicked it around a little bit. We had a discussion about guys that you would or would not draft. And so there's several names for the Cowboys. You know, we always try and kind of talk about these guys and who that, you know. And I thought it was a really good discussion because I tried to put these guys in some tough spots of who they would and who they would not take.
Sounds like a good podcast over there.
We're trying. We're trying. And then Bobby and I have got, I think Bobby and I are taping Love of the Star tonight. So if you want to get questions to me as well. So anyway, okay. I mentioned that, and I always try and tie the draft coverage and stuff into what the Cowboys are doing. And this comes from Charles McDonald at Yahoo Sports. And he put the tiers, or like the tier of where certain players, and he gave the name to each tier. And what I want to do is I want to go through the tier, but I want to go through the name that the Cowboys could potentially end up with.
Let's do it. I love tiering.
Okay. I don't want to cry tier. No tears.
No, it won't be the no salty tears. Ones. No.
But Charles runs through three different tiers of players that for these college players. And it's off his top 50 list. So he's got 50 players, but I'm going to make it Cowboys specific of guys that potentially could be there for the Cowboys. And I'll tell you what tier, and we can kind of talk him through a little bit. His number one tier that he has, Charles McDonald from Yahoo, tier number one, franchise cornerstone players.
I'll take one.
Okay. At number five, Texas running back Bijan Robinson.
Oh.
Is his fifth player in this group. And that is has listed as the franchise cornerstone type of player. So we've talked a bunch about Robinson. Why not? You know, and that's one of those things. I'd be real interested if the Cowboys actually did that. I'd be interested if he actually did get to the Cowboys, but if there's a possibility there, I'm fascinated to see if they would do it or not. There's a side of me that they have drafted the best guy on their board. I think the player would be the best guy on their board. So I don't.
It'd be hard for him not to be, man.
Yeah, that's the only reason. If he is their best player on their board when they get to 26, then I could see them taking him.
What do you think I said about the running back last night? That
I don't disagree with you. I really don't.
The average running back gives you 90% of what the best running back does. So if he's the best player on the board, I respect your scoring system and the traits that he has and the plays that he makes.
Yeah.
But I would have a different system.
Yeah, see.
I would adjust the system.
Yeah,
go on, Mom. Take Bijan Robinson.
That's where I think that to me, that's why I don't. They might not do it.
Yeah.
There might be some adjustments to what you're talking about. It's the only thing about, I would fight for the kid, but I would understand if they went another direction. I really would. My argument would be, guys, If he's the best player on the board, then we shouldn't have put him up there.
Yeah.
Why even have a guy up there?
Why have him in that spot? I think I've always said this about draft boards. Don't window dress your board. If you're putting quarterbacks up there just because they're quarterbacks, and you're like, oh, no, this guy, well, the league tells me that this Will Levis is a top 10 quarterback, and you put him there in the top 10, but you really don't believe that, that's window dressing your board. Because what happens if Will Levis falls out of the top 10 and now he's sitting there looking at you at 26?
You going to take him?
Let me ask you this, and I'll ask you this question. Would you rather take a quarterback like Will Levis at 26,
yes,
or Bijan Robinson?
Oh, a quarterback, absolutely.
Okay, so you would have no problem then if Will Levis or Richardson or one of those guys, if you graded him in the first round, you would have no problem if he got to 26 drafting him there.
I would love that. You know, we don't know how Dak's negotiation is going to go, and if we can get this guy in a game or two, and Dak usually misses a game or two, and he plays well, now we have the kind of trade chip. You know,
or your starter.
Yeah, the value there is just insane, and I'm just worried about running backs getting hurt. You know, I'm trying to solve the running game with two or three different guys.
Oh no,
not one guy I rely on every Sunday.
See, that's with Robinson and Pollard. I mean, they would have these stories about, oh, what a combination of backs. Da 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 da.
Well, he could immediately be your best offensive player.
He could. He very well could. All right, that's the one guy that the Cowboys could be associated with. Tier two is early starters. Attainable Pro Bowl upside.
Okay.
Okay. TCU wide receiver, Quentin Johnston.
Like it?
I'd love that pick. Yeah.
Minnesota center, John Michael Smits, who is a favorite of Wolchuk's, who could play guard, could play center, really a mobile, athletic guy.
Love him. He's my favorite lineman, period, in the entire draft.
Number 17 would be edge rusher Lucas Van Ness. We talked about Dan Quinn and those guys going to work out. He was a player we had on the show today that was why or why not. And it seemed like there was more than why on him. Georgia tight end, and this is he's the number 20th on McDonald's list, is Georgia tight end Darnell Washington, the 6'7", 264-pound tight end from Georgia, as a tier two early starter, attainable Pro Bowl upside.
Is he going to crush in the run game?
Yeah.
He's a tackle that's tied
as
in
a blocker.
That can catch.
Yeah. You know, like Kyle actually asked us on the draft show today, out of these guys, who's going to help your run game the most? And he started naming running backs, and eventually he got to Darnell Washington. But immediately I thought, at 26, if you really want to help your running game and you want a tight end, maybe that's the guy you pick, because he moves people. He's an outstanding blocker, but he's also kind of just a freak athlete with his size that he is intriguing as a pass-catching option. He ran well. He doesn't look fast when you watch him. He's kind of a lumbering guy.
He's a 270-pound guy that runs okay, but when you look at like his testing numbers when it comes to lateral stuff, it's one of the short shuttle, the 20-yard shuttle. He's like a 4.04, which
crushed
is almost
the combo.
It's like defensive back. Shuttle is for a man that's 264 pounds. Okay, another guy that's kind of always tagged to the Cowboys is Osiris Torrance, the guard from Florida. He's number 21. Number 29, here's a guy that I think the Cowboys really, really do like, and this could be the pick. And this could be a guard-center combination. Steve Avila from TCU, 6'4", 332 pounds. If you're going to play Tyler Smith at left tackle and don't even think about it, this is probably the guy you want to take at 26.
It's a great year to need a left guard who could also transition to center in 1 year.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's two of them that are going to be around.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's awesome.
Okay, now we're to tier three as we finish this thing up. These are solid starters, rotational players, realistic developmental projects. Mazi Smith from Michigan
D-tackle.
Defensive tackle. We talked about him a bunch. Arkansas linebacker Drew Sanders, probably the best linebacker in the draft. Pittsburgh's Kalijah Kancey, the defensive tackle. And this is when we get into Dalton Kincaid. Ooh. He has him as a solid starter, rotational player, realistic developmental project. Would you, as what you've seen at him, would you argue that more that he could be possibly a tier two guy?
Yeah, I would argue that I would put him above Washington.
Darnell Washington, that's what I'm saying. I would flip these two. I would flip Washington and right. And what you get with Kincaid. Cam Smith is on this list, the cornerback from South Carolina at number 40. And then you've got a couple of safeties with Christopher Smith from Georgia, Jordan Battle from Alabama. All right, how about Jalin Hyatt?
I love Jalin Hyatt. Wide receiver out of Tennessee. He's my number two wide receiver. You watch Jalin Hyatt, and he's just making plays down the field. He's a guy that he can – he ran like a 4.4 40, so it doesn't seem like he's a burner, but you watch the tape, and he runs by people. It's very hard for safeties to be able to keep up with him. Big play, threat, playmaker. To me, I thought he caught everything thrown his way. I'm a big fan of Jalin
Hyatt. Would you consider him a two?
I'd move him up, too. Yeah.
I would, too. And the final one is Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40 here on The Fan. Okay, NFL news of the daytime is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we headed with that?
Well, we've got a couple Cowboys signings, one re-signing and a new signing to tell you about, and a trade was just made next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.